رحمتك يا رب.
The Catholic Epistle of our Father, St. Peter, my beloved. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is condemnable. If because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully, for what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you can take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is condemnable before God. For this is you were called Jesus Christ, also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. He himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. But whose stripes you were healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word be won by the conduct of their wives. But when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, they do not let your adornment be fairly outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, and putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be hidden person of heart, the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husband, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wives and the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Love not the worldly things pertaining to the world. The world passes away and lives thereof. He does the will of God, who remains forever.
Amen.